Here on the Tiger Sports Network with women's lacrosse head coach Nicole Johnson here after a 9-6 season, 2-4 in the North Coast Athletic Conference. The most wins that the Tigers have enjoyed in this program since 1990, tying the 2001 season. Coach, first of all, congratulations. First year in the books. How does it feel?
Thank you very much. It's been an exciting year for us. Lots of learning and growing for myself as well as the players. Very productive year. We're excited with the way we started out in the beginning of the season. Wish we had had a better showing within conference, but definitely planning a better attack for next year. And I think that with the hard work the girls did this season and what the taste that they got of the wins will be enough to fuel us to do better next year.
You lose a trio of seniors, including first-team all-conference performer Joel Ganim, after scoring 29 goals and dishing out 29 assists this year. Talk a little bit about the three seniors that are departing this program, because they've been through the lowest of the lows, and this obviously a good way to finish out their careers. 9-6 record, a winning season for the first time since 2003. Have to feel pretty happy for those three seniors, right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you first off, those seniors will definitely be missed. They were a huge part of our program this year. Definitely great leadership, always great attitudes, wanted to work, and they really are the ones that led this team this year for all the success that we had. You mentioned Joelle being our first team all conference, and very excited for her honors there. She led our team this year with assists, actually tying a school record against our big rivals, Worcester, so that was exciting. And she also led us with calls, turnovers, ground balls, draw controls, points, you name it. She was on the top of her game for everything, and definitely an exciting player to watch. Bonnie Kenny, our goalie for us this year, filled in the pipes for a majority of our games. A game that really stands out to me was Denison. That's where she really came alive and I think started to realize that her career was dwindling down, and the excitement in watching her play in those final games. I mean, she was unstoppable and definitely a big force between the pipes for us. And then last but not least is Andrea Berry, our defender from New York. Definitely aggressive, and I kind of gave her a hard time here and there with her amount of yellow cards, but she wanted the ball, and there's no doubt about it. She definitely played with a lot of heart and was a big communication for us on our defensive end, and definitely will be missed on the field next year.
Taking a look at your first year now as head coach, now that it is in the rearview mirror, obviously there was some growing pains for you, but at the same time, obviously a great experience. Talk a little bit about your first year experience-wise here as a Wittenberg Tiger.
It definitely was a year, a learning curve for me this year. Lots of nerves coming into it, being my first year as a head coach. But with the girls that I had and their excitement for the program and wanting to do the work, it made it easy for me to do my job. As long as I was behind them and pushing them and challenging them every day, they worked hard. They did what I asked, and that's why we had the success that we did. But I'm glad the first year is behind me. I feel definitely a little bit more confident going into next year and really excited for the things that are to come with the girls that I've recruited this year and the experience that I've had as an assistant coming in with recruiting has definitely been a bonus for me. And Wittenberg's a really easy school to recruit to. There's a lot to love about at Wittenberg and being a Tiger.
And it's also extra exciting. I imagine you'll have two rising seniors next year, a couple of major contributors to the program, and Jordan Beauchamp and Maggie Amarello, and then 14 underclassmen who are going to be rising to either junior or sophomore status. So regardless of how many freshmen and who they are coming in, you're obviously going to have a pretty productive group coming back as well.
We'll definitely still have some strong leadership with our two seniors next year. Maggie Amarillo comes out of being an All-American soccer player for Wittenberg and also getting some recognition on the lacrosse field this year with honorable mention. She's definitely a lead-by-example player. And then there's Jordan Beauchamp, who is just outstanding. She unfortunately suffered an ACL tear early in our fall season and was unable to play a majority of our games this season, but was able to have some appearances towards the end of the season and did some great things for us. And there's no doubt in my mind that she's not going to be a huge force for us next year, especially with goals. So with those two being our leaders, it'll be great. Also wonderful to have so many underclassmen moving up and not feeling so new and having a really strong foundation behind our team for next year.
With the success of the men's program this past year, as well as obviously your team's success, unparalleled in a number of respects this past season, has it been one of those things where you and head coach George Harris of the men's lacrosse program have been able to sort of piggyback off of one another and really enjoy the success? Because to be quite honest, Wittenberg lacrosse on both the men's and women's sides here in the last couple of seasons is enjoying maybe its most successful span of time in the existence of the program.
I sure hope so, but I definitely plan for it to get bigger and better for both teams in the future. I think I'm really excited with what the men's team did this year, as well as our team, and it did make it a lot more fun to have that atmosphere on campus, and the students and the faculty and everyone buying into coming out to lacrosse games and really becoming a fan of the sport, because it is very much growing in Ohio still. So it's nice when people can come out and see a game for the first time, and they have their questions about the officials and the rules and the way we play, and you know, sometimes I do too, but it's definitely a lot of fun to have that support and really seeing it grow right in front of us and so quickly, and the success definitely helps. But I think that both programs doing so well really does help encourage each other, and I know our teams together really support each other.
Here with Nicole Johnson, head coach for the Wittenberg Women's Lacrosse Program, following up on a 9-6 season, 2-4 in the North Coast Athletic Conference. Team started 7-1, Nicole, and then into the conference, it was a tough battle in each and every match. One of the emblematic matches this year in terms of how close things were, a 12-11 come from behind victory against the Allegheny Gators. Talk a little bit about the way that the season went in terms of how many close matches you guys were a part of, because obviously it wears on you a little bit, I imagine, as a head coach.
Definitely does, but we have to, I guess, start with the beginning of our season with our non-conference play. Very successful and had a lot of great wins for us, and I think having that non-conference play and the experience there as a team really helped us have the confidence going into our conference play. Opening up with Allegheny was a very exciting day. Not only was the weather all over the place, but both teams just wanted it so bad, and it was great that we had the home team advantage, and our girls never gave up, and it showed, like you said, with the comeback win. It really made a difference for our team, and having that win, just lots of fuel for us to go into the conference. We did suffer a few losses, like you said, very, very heartfelt losses. Denison, Worcester, Ohio Wesleyan, all games that I really felt should have been ours, and we worked really hard to have that success, and very close, and unfortunately didn't swing our way in the end. But I think next year, with the depth that we'll have on our bench, will definitely give us the edge and make it a little easier for us to go into those games and not be so tired at the end. The girls definitely are looking forward to seeing them again and hoping it'll be a better turnout for us next year.
And with the 7-7 season 2 years ago, and then this year the first winning campaign, like we said, since 2003, the culture and the expectation now is that you go out and win matches, as opposed to going out hoping to win matches. Now it's in each and every contest that you enter, the idea is that we will come away with a victory.
My mentality, and I guess my philosophy for coaching, is always to win. I don't prepare my girls to go in and give people a good game. I prepare them to win, and I expect them to win. And they really do push themselves at practice very hard so that they are ready and equipped to go into battle with any team. And you can look at our schedule, and we played some really tough teams, Gettysburg being one of our teams we hit up during our spring break trip to Texas. That competition and that level of competition is where I want this program to go and where I expect it to be in a few years, if not sooner. So I know that the girls are excited for that, and I think they really understand now what they need to do to be that team, and they're not happy with just winning half of our games. They expect to win more than that, and we definitely want to be the team to beat in our conference next year and expect to win a championship.
A good part of the returning group that you'll have, aside from the departure of Joel Gann in terms of all-conference selections, the other three all-NCAC performers from this past season are going to be returning to the program next year. Jen Close was a second-teamer. Maggie Amaral, aforementioned, an honorable mention nominee. And Erin Giuliano, also an honorable mention nominee. She's just a freshman. Talk a little bit about the all-NCAC performers. We talked about Joelle. She was the first team NCAC performer since 2004 in the program, if you can believe it. And then the other three, obviously not too far behind, all three of them having great seasons as well.
Very proud of the work that the girls did and the honors that they were all given this year. I think, obviously, with Joelle leading our team with so many different statistics and just being all over the place, offensive, defensive. Probably would have played goalie if I would have asked her to do it and done a great job. But Jen Close, another great one, led our team with goals this year, and she definitely stepped up and did some draws for us, considering she's a low attacker and played a little bit of a midfield role for us, which is not her usual, but handled it very well and did some successful things for us on the field. Erin Giuliano, another one, as a freshman, really stepped up and didn't have time to learn the game and go through those growing pains. She had to be thrown right into it head first, and she did very well. Ran midfield for us, suffered with some leg injuries towards the end of the season, but pulled through and still played very hard. And then also with Maggie Amarillo being a junior for us, did very well with our midfield as well and helped us out with some goals and down on the defensive end. But with those girls and with what everybody else did as well, because they wouldn't have gotten that recognition without the rest of the team's help. And I think very much having those few that were able to get that recognition and stand out, it was a team effort that got them there, and proud of what they have.
Not only do the players in your first year have to learn your system as far as what's on the field, but they also have to learn Nicole Johnson as a coach, as a mentor, as the person that they're going to be dealing with through the entirety of the spring. How do you think they handled your coaching style and, I guess, acclimated their way to a new head coach?
I think there was definitely some adjusting on both ends. There were some times where I had to calm down a little and not push them so hard, and for me to have a little fun here and there with practices and not always be so competitive, like 24 hours, 7 days a week. So I think for them, I know that they really wanted a coach that was going to push them and going to command a certain amount of respect and want them to be taken to the next level. So the fact that they were open-armed to that and willing to work for it made my job easier, but then also in turn, it was great to have them as a group, being as none of them are my recruits, but I love them the same, and I'm really glad. I'm very fortunate with the girls that I inherited and wouldn't have asked for a better team for my first year as a head coach.
Obviously on the field, this team enjoyed a fair amount of success this year, 9-6, 2-4 in the North Coast Athletic Conference, and it all begins throughout the course of the fall with fall ball and then into the winter as well. Obviously, three seniors did a fantastic job prompting this team to get into the weight room, get all the extra practice reps in over the course of the offseason. Talk a little bit about this team's offseason training regimen and how you feel like it helped them throughout the course of the regular season.
The girls definitely stepped up in wanting to do the off-season workouts. Fall ball was a great way to start the ball rolling and let them know where we needed to be and what was expected of them. The timed runs, we did long-distance runs, the weight room. My seniors really stepped up in running some out of fall ball pickup games where obviously I can't be there, but they were able to get the girls with the sticks in their hands and doing more than just the 16 days that the NCAA allows us. They really worked hard on their own and then in small groups with girls on the team doing all the extra conditioning that made a difference, so that when January rolled around and season did start for us, we could get right into the drills and skills and didn't have to focus so much on conditioning. But I will tell you, having just finished our summer workouts that'll go out here soon, the girls are already asking for more. They were happy with what they got this year, but they want more. They want to be able to run circles around everybody, and you know, as a coach, I couldn't be more excited to hear that. So conditioning is definitely a focus of ours. The skills come with the coaching and the game strategy, and putting the two together, we're going to be unstoppable.
One more question before we let you go here, Nicole. Obviously, this is something that you picked up not only from your players, but also the rest of the athletic department, the other coaches, and a lot of the folks in and around the Springfield community. What it means to be a Wittenberg Tiger. Obviously, it's something that you learned here in your first year here. I guess your assessment of 1 year of being a Wittenberg Tiger, what you've picked up, and what it means to you now to be a Wittenberg member of this community.
Wittenberg Athletics has definitely shown me a lot this year and given me a lot of great opportunities, but I've quickly fell in love with the school and everything that it has to offer, not just on the athletic fields, but being at the basketball games and checking out tennis and golf and the success of football and the other sports programs here, but also with academics. The professors have been a huge support for us this year and helping our girls in the classroom and then also with lacrosse and working around their schedules. But couldn't have asked for a better support system from Wittenberg and the community here. Definitely feeling a lot of love from Tiger Athletics and very happy with my choice in coming here.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to year two already. Best of luck here in the off-season recruiting, and we're looking forward to seeing how year number two goes for you.
Thank you very much. Tiger up.
That is head coach Nicole Johnson of the Wittenberg Women's Lacrosse Program here on the Tiger Sports Network.